Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The first reading for this morning is from Revelations chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with their presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Please read along with me the Catechetical Review found in your bulletin. The Creed, the third article, Sanctification. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps with it Jesus Christ, the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. The epistle reading for this morning is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, he shall be like him, because he shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in his purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel for the celebration of All Saints' Day from Matthew, the fifth chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. And so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for the hope that you have given us here. And we thank you for the hope that you have given to all of those who now rest from their labors. Bless us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I know. You think I'm jumping the gun like all of the stores are, but actually we had a great celebration of Thanksgiving last night. We had our community harvest dinner, and 200-some people came, and we sat down, and I saw people I haven't seen for 2 years, because remember, last year was a drive-through because of COVID. And we sat down at the table across from our neighbors and our friends, and we visited. What a great thing. And the meal was free, and the evening was tremendous, and it's just a little foretaste of what heaven might be like someday. As we sit down at the marriage feast of the Lamb with all of those friends and family and neighbors, and it will be perfect. Just a little glimpse of that last night, but a little bit more of a glimpse of that today. Because All Saints Day really is a day of hope and thanksgiving. And those things are so important for us in our life. Today, we're celebrating All Saints Day, and it's the day we traditionally remember, really focus on the fact that God has made you into His saints by the waters of holy baptism, giving you faith, connecting you to the cross of Christ, where He died for you, where He made you holy and pure, and yes, you still sin, and that's why we talk about continually a saint and a sinner. But we know who wins. We know that with Christ we're forgiven, and that one day the sinner part will die and the saint will rise to rest with Jesus. And then at the end, all of the pieces, body and soul, new heaven, new earth, Savior on the throne, all of that comes together. And the hope we have today is that hope is ours. A number of years ago, like probably your families, we were sitting around the table after Thanksgiving dinner, all too full to move. And the conversation turned to, what are you thankful for? So we began to talk about all of the things, and it's probably very similar in your home. Thankful for our family. Thankful for our friends. Thankful for good weather and jobs and a great meal and just on and on and on with all those things. And we certainly are thankful for every one of those first article gifts that God gives to us. All the things that we enjoy every single day. But the hope we have today is more than just a first article hope. More than just a first article hope in the things that God has given us. The hope that we have today is a hope of forgiveness. A hope of eternal life. That's a second article gift. All of us, by Jesus Christ, redeemed, brought into the kingdom, forgiven and given the promise, I'll be with you always. And one day I'll take you home to be with me. That's what thanksgiving and hope leads us to. All of those things, not only for today, but for tomorrow. Listen to what St. John writes in the epistle reading for today. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. That's an amazing thing. To say that I am a child of the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with all the rights, with all the privileges of being adopted into His family. Not a stepchild, not somebody that He thinks about once in a while, but a child of the King, with all of His promises, all of His protection, and all of His hope given to you. We do have a tendency, though, to take the long-suffering love of God for granted. Can you imagine any other relationship where you could mess up as much as you do in your daily life and things would still be good? Can you imagine if you were late every single day for school and never turned in any assignments? Can you imagine how that would go? Do you think you would be graduated or moved to the next grade at the end of the year? Or even in school the next day? Can you imagine if you went to your boss repeatedly saying, "I'm sorry I couldn't make it today. I had this and I had that." And you were constantly giving excuses for your behavior, blaming everything on someone else, maybe even blaming your own boss. Can you imagine having a job after that conversation? Can you imagine admitting over and over again to your spouse that you've been unfaithful every single day of your relationship? Do you think you'd still be married? You see, our Father looks at us and He truly does see our sin. He sees all the times that we have in thought, word, and deed not done what we said we would do. And yet we gather here in absolute hope. When we confess at the beginning of the service, and in our daily prayers, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, we hear that forgiveness through Jesus on the cross. We admit our sins to our Father without fear, because we know we are His children. We know we are His redeemed. We know we are saints in the kingdom by His power. And yet when God hears our confession, when He hears us confess to Him, He doesn't say, "That's it, you flunk, you're fired, or I'm divorcing you." He says, "Because of Jesus, you're forgiven." And that's the end of it. He doesn't go back to it. He doesn't dig up our past and hold it against us and say, "See how miserable you're doing?" He says, "You're forgiven because I sent my Son into the world to die for you and to pay for all of those sins, and I love you." And He continues over and over again to forgive us through Jesus. He continues to cover our sin and our willful disobedience with the blood of the holy, perfect Lamb of God. And He continues to call us His saints, His dearly beloved children. Looking at us, and then looking at the perfect love of God through Jesus, we really do want to say, "Thank you, dear Father, for being so gracious to us. Thank you for loving us and being faithful in all that you've promised to us." That gracious love that God has shown to us also gives us great hope, eternal hope, when we're suffering. A few weeks ago, I visited with a retired pastor who does what retired pastors do often. He went to work for a funeral home. And he goes to funerals every day, and he hears funeral sermons every day. And I asked him, I said, "What do you hear? When you sit there and you hear these sermons, what's the theme that runs through?" And he said, "Most of the time, it's remember. Most of the time, it's remember how great Marcia was. She always brought that dish to the potlucks. Remember how great a fisherman Joe was. Remember how Mike loved his family." And the whole service focuses around remembering the past. Now that makes us feel good for a little bit when we remember. But when we think about the future, we think about today, and our loved one is cold and lifeless, the past doesn't give us any hope. Remembering doesn't bring us any comfort. The comfort we have is that Christ has done the work, that He's made us His saints, that He's given us promises for today, for us right here, that we are forgiven and His dear saints. And He gives us tremendous hope for tomorrow. Because one day, more than likely, we will all stand here or in front of someone that we love as they are cold and lifeless. And we need hope, eternal, everlasting hope. And that only comes through Jesus. The love of God that calls us to be His dearly loved children in the waters of baptism, it gives us faith for today. But that faith does not end, that hope does not end when that believer in Christ stops breathing. It just shifts because now the hope is given to us and they rest with Christ. No more sorrow, no more sickness, no more sadness. never to die again, and waiting for that one day when Christ will stand upon the earth and all of the evil will be overcome, and the dead will be raised in bodies back together with souls, and we'll be gathered around the Lamb and the throne. And we'll look across and we'll get to see those that we love, and we'll know them. Brothers and sisters in Christ, saints gathered together around the Lamb of God. And it's just like Jesus said in the Beatitudes for today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. On those days when we gather at the funeral, it is hard, and we do mourn, and we do cry and grieve, because that one we love is not here. But we do not grieve like others without hope. We grieve in a sure and certain confidence that one day, when Christ returns, or when we go home to be with Him, we'll see those who have gone before us. It's the tradition of the Church on All Saints' Day to pray in the prayers to remember those whom we have buried in the last year. And we do that today. And we don't pray to the saints. We don't try to bring up the grief that's happened because of that again. We point to the hope that we have in Christ. That these saints that have died in the last year are now gathered around the throne and they're resting. And they're in peace. And what a great joy, what hope, what thanksgiving we have that our Savior has resurrected them from the dead and they will live again. It was about a year ago that my aunt, my mom's youngest sister, died of cancer. And shortly after that, Vonda was asking me the question, what do you suppose Sally's doing today? Now, the Scripture doesn't give us that definition of things, but we do know this. That all of those who die in faith rest from their labors. They're with Jesus. Just like John says in Revelation, no more sorrow, sickness, death, sadness. That's all gone. They're resting. But one day soon we know that those who die in faith will rise to be with Jesus. That we will be gathered around the throne and we will know those who are there. And we will celebrate in that great day. It's not a great picture for the non-believers, though, because at the end, they will be raised to life as well. Their bodies raised, their souls given back to them again for eternal suffering, eternal damnation, away from hope and thanksgiving, and bodies suffering in the flames of hell. They will suffer there in flames and torments of hopelessness for eternity. And that brings us back to thanksgiving. Thank you, dear Father, that even though we mourn, we are comforted with the death and resurrection and the sure and certain hope of Jesus rising from the dead. Thank you, dear Father, that even today as we go from this place, we have hope and promise and we speak those words of hope to those who might not know Him so that they also will live and be with us one day in heaven. As we gather today here, we have hope. Your sins are forgiven. Christ is risen. That's hope for every day. Hope that our Savior is with us. And in a few moments, we gather here around the communion rail. And one of the great things that we always draw your attention to on All Saints Day is the communion rail. The communion rail is a semicircle. And the tradition, the old Norwegian tradition of Lutheran churches is that this semicircle communion rail is where we gather. As a family, as the body of Christ, we gather here and we receive the forgiveness of Jesus and His very body and blood. But this communion rail extends into eternity. We gather here in time and space, and angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, meaning all of those saints who have gone before us, they gather with us in the eternity on this communion rail. So as we kneel here, all of the saints of heaven are gathered around the throne and we receive Jesus here in our mouths and in our bodies. And they see Jesus on the throne and they worship Him. And the body of Christ is brought together for this great and holy reunion again every time we gather here. hope for today. Thanksgiving for Christ coming into our world, and certainly hope for eternity. And that is ours as a gift given to you by a Father that loves you so much. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.